We finally sailed into the port of Kingston, Jamaica. Most of us got off the boat to see the sights and buy souvenirs. We no sooner got off the boat when we were met by Birch.
Hey everyone, welcome to Jamaica.
Birch, good to see you again. And I assume this is Stan Grizzly?
Yep, that's me.
Pleased to meet you again, Mr. Grizzly.
Hey Dipper, you can just call me Stan. I'm much more comfortable being on a first name basis with everyone.
We all decided we wanted to go on a tour of the Blue Mountains. It took us a while to get there because the roads are very narrow and twisted, but we didn't care because once you get out of the city of Kingston, the view got gorgeous! After about an hour, we arrived at one of the coffee plantations there. I never knew that coffee is actually the pit of a berry that grows on the coffee bush. They showed us how they harvest them and either roasted them with a berry, or allowed them to ferment, or stripped them from the berry. Each one, they said, gave the coffee a different flavor. I don't drink coffee, but you would not believe how good the smell was. Almost as good as chocolate. Oh yeah, they let us try a sample of coffee-flavored candy, which was great, and most of the adults sat down in the coffee house there to sample it.
Wow. I've heard that Blue Mountain coffee is good, but this is more than good. This is fantastic.
Well, they did say that most coffee you buy in the States is blended. Here it's fresh from the plantation. That appears to make a lot of difference.
They better let us buy some here.
Birch bought several pounds of it in different styles. So did Uncle Star. Dad bought me some of their chocolates and a few of the coffee cookies. Once we got back to Kingston, the cookies were gone. Yeah, so was the chocolate. We had enough time to take in the Bob Marley Museum. He's the guy who made reggae popular. Mom and Dad weren't that interested, nor were Bobby's parents. They decided to take in the art museum for some reason. Bobby got permission to go with me, though. We met back up afterwards and went out for dinner at the Terra Nova Hotel restaurant. Really fancy place, and the food was good too. Stan and Birch decided to spend the night there at the hotel, while the rest of us slept on board the ocean liner. Made sense. Why pay extra for a place to sleep? Next day, Mom and Dad took me and Bobby and his parents to see the local stuff. Dad said he wanted to get away from the main areas into the more native areas. We were warned by Quinn not to, but Dad said he wasn't going too far and wanted us to see what life was like outside in other countries, not just what the tour guides wanted us to see. We passed by a couple of buildings that looked like military bases, but we were told that was actually the police station. We didn't go much further past that. If the police needed what looked like machine guns to keep the peace, I really didn't want to go much further. We did get to see one of the marketplaces there. One of the things they sold was this odd-looking fruit called ackee. Mom wanted to buy some and take it home since she had tried some of the ackee and cod at the hotel last night, but Dad warned her against it.
Aurora, that stuff is really hard to cook right. You do it wrong, it's poisonous. Plus, I don't think customs will let you bring it in anyway.
We had to get back to the ship after that. They were going to set sail toward Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. It was sad to leave Jamaica. I don't think I've ever been to a place that was so easy to communicate since they mostly spoke English, but felt so foreign at the same time. I learned something there.
Down the waywardy nights are gay, and the sun shines daily on the mountaintop. I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Sounds of laughter everywhere, and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Down at the market, you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Ackee rice, salt fish are nice, and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.